It's been quite the wild ride this winter in the capital city, and it is only January. St. John's is just getting dug out from a series of storms that dumped about 40 centimeters of snow. Last year, the city of St. John's budgeted just over $16 million for snow clearing, and as of now has spent just under $15 million of that. With final invoices still coming in, that number is set to increase. The amount spent on snow clearing by the city so far this year isn't yet available, but Mayor Danny Breen isn't concerned with going over budget.
We build reserves so that in good years, when we don't use all our budget, we fund reserves. So we have the option of drawing on those reserves at the end of the next year. Those reserves are in good shape.
While the weather has been a pain for business owners and pedestrians alike downtown, it's been great news for the independent snow removers in the city. I spoke with Lauren Mills of Snow & Mo, who said that it's been quite the start to the season for them.
It's been a lot busier than previous years. We've definitely seen a lot more snow earlier on in the winter, so we've had a lot more requests for contracts this year.
Both Breen and Mills predict more snow on the horizon, and Breen took the time to remind people to keep an eye on their neighbors during stormy periods.
What people should do is they should look out for their neighbors. And they have neighbors that need help or some assistance to be cognizant of that. And I always tell people that when you're doing your driveways and walkways, if you have a fire hydrant near, it's always a good idea to clear that fire hydrant.
For the kicker, this is Ken Meeker.